SOP 138, it's a special Memorial Day episode. I've got two really cool widgets to help publicize your blog on today's School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. I'm your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can reach me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call in your comments 888-563-3228, or you can call them in if you're outside the U.S., 234-542-0893. Today is going to be a short show because, hey, it's a holiday weekend and I want to go eat some hamburgers and all that other thing. And speaking of that, let's change gears just a second. Yes, it is Memorial Day here in the United States, May 25th. And I just want to take a second to say, if you are a veteran, it doesn't matter if it's World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, Grenada, Afghanistan, Iraq, you are out there defending our freedom. So I can sit here with my microwave and my surround sound and my heated room with a refrigerator full of food and complain that my life sucks. Because I'm an American. And all kidding aside, truly, thank you to all our veterans. We take this day to remember those who have paid the ultimate price so that we can enjoy the ultimate freedom. And I thank you on this Memorial Day, 2008. All right, wanted to get to the email. This is from George Smith. George does the 1 Minute How To podcast at 1MinuteHowTo.com. He does Eclectic Mix. He does Drip Investing at dripinvesting.org. And you can find him at GL Smith. That's SMYTH.com. He says, just listen to your latest SOP concerning leaving one's shows on their feed. If you remember, I had a, quote, conversation with a certain individual on this subject a while back where I tried unsuccessfully to explain this point. He says, you are spot on concerning the importance of keeping non-timely shows available. The only caveat is that one need to ensure their feed doesn't get too large, as they could cause problems. I've been dropping shows from my feed to ensure I don't hit the 256K limit and the number of downloads points right to where the end of the feed lies. To the point, it's amusing. Shows 123, 124, and 125, published a little over a year ago, have been downloaded 28, 32, and 47 times, respectively, so far this month. Shows 126, 127, 128 have been downloaded 433, 399, and 407 times so far this month. So you can see where having them in the feed is going from anywhere from 28 to 126. So that's basically 100 downloads extra. And in some cases, 400 times extra. So since I've created 125 shows since this group, one can do the math to get an idea of what my numbers would look like if these shows were not available. I have just done a little research on the matter of the size of the feed, whereas FeedBurner used to have a limit of 256K. This has been increased to 512K. I'm going to do a little experimenting and add a bunch of shows back to my feed to see what happens. I have a feeling that my downloads will increase. And George is a great guy. I take this guy's word on anything. He's really into the podcasting. And check him out at the 1 Minute How To podcast. I think I've been on there twice. One was How to Tune a Guitar, and I forget what the other one was. But it's a 1 Minute How To. It's a very quick, short podcast. It's very cool. Check it out. And we got another email. This one from Jeff Roney from Roney Zone. It's RoneyZone.com. And he says, a bit of background, I have a number of back catalog of shows, and I wanted to spread the word about them. He says, I have a WordPress site for my newer shows, but I started thinking about other blog communities like LiveJournal, MySpace, and Blogger, and then I found the greatest add-on for Firefox, ScribeFire. There's a teeny learning curve, There's a teeny learning curve, but it is easy to add all my blog locations into one blog solution, create a blog, and post to multiple spots, each with their own community promotional aspects. without having to go to each site and log in. I love it. I also am using Google Alerts to do a webcomb for new info on the subject of older shows so I can make the new blog post. You know, I just can't read today. I'm also using Google Alerts to do a webcomb for new info on the subject of older shows so I can make the new blog spots fresh when I showcase an older show. Interesting. My 2000 resolution was to do more promotion in less time. These two are invaluable to me. And unfortunately, he didn't give me the link to the thing. All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. I'll have to go find Scribefire. I'm sure it's in the add-on field over there at Firefox. Check him out at roniezone.com. Check out the new video and more show, the Magical Definition TV episode, at mdtv2.roniezone, and the New World Army, a futuristic audio thriller, at nwarmy.roniezone.com, and our Lost TV on location videos, lost.roniezone.com, and I'm going to copy these from his email and put them in the show notes. Thanks, Jeff. And I'll find out where that is. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Hey, have you been thinking about putting your toe in the podcast pool? Then you need to come to PodCamp Ohio, June 28th at Hilliard, Ohio. That's near Columbus at the ITT Technical Institute. Now, the best thing is it's a single day event. None of this multiple day, multiple brain drain stuff. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Not too early, not too late. What are we going to be doing there? We're going to be providing multiple rooms with various topics where attendees can learn and discuss podcasting, new media, blogging, social networking, and other related topics. And you may be thinking, but I don't really have much of a budget to learn how to podcast. The best part, it's free. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And if you already have a podcast, don't miss this free opportunity to come and brainstorm and network with your fellow podcasters. June 28th, PodCamp Ohio. For more information and to register today, go to PodCampOhio.com. Looking forward to the PodCamp. I will be there. And I always talk about how, you know, just about every week we have a roundtable out at the School of Podcasting. It's one of the biggest perks, along with things like 50% off at Podcast Design. Speaking of that, congratulations to Becky of Podcast Design on the birth of her son. And very happy about that. You can get 50% off that, as well as discounts from Adam Reber, who you heard introduce the show. All sorts of perks. Check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. And at the last roundtable, I found out about some plugins. Well, it's actually more of a widget, although you can find plugins kind of the same way. If you go to add2any.com. One is for sharing like things at Dig and Delicious and all those other places. And then one is for subscribing. So if you want a subscribe button on your website, you can do that. The only thing is, I tried this, and there's no way to put in like your iTunes identification number. And when I tried the iTunes link after putting this on my blog, it didn't work. And so I could see putting this here maybe for, because the one for like blog lines and, WebGator or something like that. A lot of the other ones worked fine, but the iTunes one didn't. So I could see maybe putting this on your blog, and then maybe making your own iTunes button that obviously would link to iTunes, and maybe one for the Zune as well. But you can find that at addtoany.com. It's a pretty powerful, pretty cool, even lets people subscribe via email if they wanted to be notified about your next posting. So there you go. That's just a drop in the bucket of the information that the podcasters do. We all say, hey, did you find this tool yet? No, I didn't. Ooh. And I found one that was called Share This, and I thought it was really cool. And then somebody said, oh, no, you haven't seen this. Go check out Add to Any. So we kind of one-up each other on the tools that we're finding out there at the School of Podcasting. And you can be a member. $20 a month. Sign up. If you don't like it within the first 30 days, let me know. We will refund your money. No questions asked. I've been in business since 2005. Haven't had to refund a dime. So check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you again to all our veterans for keeping us free here in the U.S. And until we meet again, Class dismissed.